Padraig Lodge is here with Sports News. Good morning, Padraig.
Hi, Rachel. Good morning to you. Well, Rory McIlroy was named as the RTE Sports Person of the Year at last night's ceremony in the RTE Television Centre. McIlroy won two majors, the British Open and the US PGA Championship, and was also part of the victorious Europe Ryder Cup team. The Ireland rugby head coach Joe Schmidt was named Manager of the Year, having led Ireland to third in the world rankings with a victory in the Six Nations Championship and in all three November internationals. While after a public vote, the Team of the Year award went to the Cork ladies football team, who won their ninth All-Ireland title in 10 years with victory over Dublin. Brian O'Driscoll was inducted into the Hall of Fame. His parents Geraldine and Frank were on hand to make the presentation, and O'Driscoll admitted that he knew nothing about receiving the award in advance.
I was listening to the names of previous recipients, and I was hearing Carl Mullen and Jack Kyle and Willie John McBride, and I was like, oh yeah, who's that now? I was looking around and I hear 1-4-1 test matches, like, heart nearly jumped out of my chest. So yeah, a lovely surprise.
And a surprise for everyone, because it's one of these situations, you know what it's like in a workplace, that you get a whisper what's going to happen over the course of the week, but you were completely in the dark, and to have your mum and dad here must be phenomenal.
Literally not a clue. No, my wife had no idea either. I sat down and kind of had looked at my phone. I saw a text message from her asking, would it be outrageous to get a bag of chips on the way home? And then I got another one a couple of minutes later, and she'd realised what was going on.
Just in terms of the career, because you've obviously had a bit of time to reflect upon it now, and for a lot of people, you exploded onto the scene in Paris. For some of us who are from a certain part of Dublin, you were the doctor's son who had a cap for Ireland and then went on to do great things. Could you ever conceive the journey or the life that rugby would have given you?
No, of course not. I think you know, I was always a big believer in living in the moment and never really kind of looking back or looking too far ahead. So, you know, when you look back on it now and you're given a bit of time to reflect it, you know, I feel absolutely blessed to have been able to do it for as long as I did. And, you know, to be able to call going out on my own terms was also a lovely thing to be able to do.
Just to finish, because we've annoyed you so much about standout games and everything else, what's been the most challenging aspect of the last 7 months since you hung up your boots? What's been the biggest readjustment?
It's funny because, you know, I really craved having my own diary and not having to adhere to the team diary. But now I miss the structure in my life, you know, that they give me. So, that, you know, the grass is always greener. So just getting back, you know, maybe it wasn't so bad being told where I had to be, meetings at particular times, what I had to wear. Maybe that wasn't so bad after all.
It's Brian O'Driscoll with Damien O'Mara. Nice that it's still possible to keep a secret in this multimedia age. Slovakian Martin Skrtel, he had headed a goal deep in stoppage time to secure a 2-2 draw for Liverpool at home to Arsenal in the English Premier League. Philippe Coutinho put the hosts in front, but the Gunners turned things around with goals from French duo Mathieu Debuchy and Olivier Giroud. Skrtel thundered in a late header from Stephen Gerrard's corner to ensure the teams finished level. Arsenal moved back into sixth spot on goal difference above Tottenham. The leaders Chelsea can restore their 3-point advantage over Manchester City with a win away to Stoke City tonight. The Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger was disappointed to let the win slip so late in the game.
Liverpool didn't give up, and I felt that we couldn't score a third goal, you know, and maybe be too passive, wanted too much to keep the result, and at the end of the day we made a big mistake on the 2-2, because we didn't even jump for the corner. It's unexplainable, but it happened.
Adam Johnson's late goal gave Sunderland a 1-0 win over Newcastle at St James's Park. In the Scottish Premiership, Celtic lost 2-1 at Dundee United, while Ali McCoist has left his position as Rangers manager. The Scottish Championship clubs say he's now on gardening leave. He handed in his resignation earlier this month and had started his 12-month notice period. Rangers are 9 points behind the Championship leaders Hearts. The Tipperary County football final was played in Cashel yesterday and it finished in a draw. Care 1-10, Loughmore Castellini 2-7. The replay has been fixed for St Stephen's Day, again in Cashel, with a 1 o'clock throw-in. After being just one shot off the lead after the third round of the Dubai Open, Darren Clark had to settle for a share of 15th position. The former British Open champion posted a level par 72 in the final round to end on 9 under. That was 7 shots adrift of the winner, Arjun Atwal from India. Willie Mullins teamed up with his son Patrick to win two races at Thurles yesterday. Lyrical Theatre landed the mare's maiden hurdle, and Pylon the Pressure was a runaway winner of the bumper. And in show jumping, Wexford's Bertram Allen riding Molly Malone placed 7th in the 13-man jump-off at the World Cup qualifier at Olympia in London. Allen looked to be on course for victory until he had the penultimate fence down, although he did have the fastest time of the competition. The winner was Marco Kuscher from Germany.